it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that. And almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com and their online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy.
Wake up smiling every morning, thinking about
the wake up call.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
Wake up, wake up.
It's the wake up call.
106.5 The End.
After all these years, I finally tied the knot. Thanks. Thank you. I don't know who else has had a vasectomy, but it was not easy, okay?
Thursday, October 16th, 2025. It's the wake up call. Gavin, Katie, and Kevin, good morning. Good morning. It's a funny way to talk about a vasectomy and tying the knot.
Oh,
that's funny. Oh, man.
What's wrong?
We have a long day ahead of us today.
Yeah, what's going on with your facial hair?
Oh,
I think I'm bringing the beard back.
Oh,
did we like no beard?
Mm.
For a while, all summer long, I had a summer mustache.
Summer stash.
Everybody in the world called it the summer stash.
Yeah, that one looked cool.
And it was, you liked it now?
I like it.
You liked just the mustache?
Yeah.
Because you guys did not like it at first.
It grew on us.
I get it.
Okay.
Oh.
And then I shaved it off, and then it did nothing there for a little bit. Just like a week or two.
Yeah.
And now I was like, it's been a while since I've let the beard grow.
I don't think today is the day
to do the beard.
I would clean it up. So this is all scruff under the beard. This is scruff. You shape it and it looks fine. Trust me, I know what I'm doing when it comes to facial hair.
I'm just saying we have a big event this evening.
Yeah.
I mean, it'll be all right. It'll look okay.
No, you're like at the part where you're in between. Really,
I don't know.
But if I clean it up, then it just looks like a very short beard. Trust me, I know what it looks like right now. I'm not happy about it either.
I believe in you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. What's going on with Kevin's facial hair?
I have no facial hair. I've been trying to grow this mustache for like 31 years now.
Now, Kevin, we've got a big event tonight. You should probably pluck those hairs.
Yeah, you do sort of get a little something on your chinny chin chin.
I shave, okay? And I'm getting ready after.
My 13-year-old son just moved from plucking to a razor. And I was like, I had the thought, didn't say it out loud, but I had the thought, like, when is this day going to come for Kevin?
Wow.
Oh, wow.
It's come and gone.
Oh, okay.
Is it weird to have a kid that like is now shaving his face?
Yeah. Very weird. It's weird to, I mean, well, you know, it's the same thing. It's like, I guess when a girl starts shaving her legs, just watching your kids grow up is just, it's bittersweet. There's no other way to describe it.
You and I feel a little differently about that, but I think shaving your legs, like, I don't know. There's something about that doesn't seem as like, oh my God, you have to shave your face.
I guess because little girl, like my 6-year-old Zoe has hairy legs now and she's 6.
Yeah.
So I guess it's not something that happens right away.
Yeah. But. Yeah. You're like boys aren't born with hair on their face.
Right.
They get it.
Yeah. It's like you're becoming a man.
Yeah.
Oh. You're becoming a man.
That's so weird.
I wish my whole thing with like your kids becoming older, I just wish it didn't happen like so fast. like, it just feels like they're babies, not babies, but like they look young. They still look like little kids. And then in the course of less than a year, they start looking like a teenager.
Yeah. Kevin, you don't know this, but sometimes you wake up and your kid looks different the next day.
That quick?
Kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's not a drastic change. Other people probably wouldn't say it, but it's just like, oh my God, you look.
Yeah. Like my son, my 13-year-old got a haircut. He had a big poofy dumb mop of a head, and he wanted to get a haircut. It was his idea, so I took him to get a haircut. He looks like he's like 18 years old.
Yeah, there's something about getting your like when boys get their haircut that makes them look grown up.
It's crazy. It is crazy. Did you see the picture I posted?
Mm-mm.
Look, go to my Instagram and look at the haircut picture of him. He looks so old now. It's crazy. Anyway, though, everybody else doing okay?
Yeah.
We do have a very long day though ahead of us. Oh yeah, yay. This is an interesting thing that I found. 58% of people say that they have had arguments with their romantic partner or roommate or even family member over a reoccurring smell.
Huh.
If they have a shared space, that they have probably had a fight, not just about a smell, a reoccurring smell. According to this new survey, 58% say that sometimes it's the trash. Sometimes it's how somebody smells after they work out. Sometimes it's pet odors. 41% of people in relationships say that they've directly called out their partner for something stinky, while 59% admit to secretly cleaning, spraying, or airing out the smelly stuff without ever telling them. I don't know if I've ever had a fight about it or an argument, but there are reoccurring smells that just really bug me in our shared space. Yeah.
In ours here?
No. Studio? In my house.
Okay.
In my house. None of the smells here, I'm happy to report, bother me too much. There are some real strong smells that come out of this studio sometimes.
This but studio, I would say like other studios.
I'm talking about with our Wake Up Call family. I would say 9 out of 10 times the smells are pleasant. They're usually,
it's usually food.
It's food. Yeah.
Food related. Yeah. And even when Katie has tastes like clam dip.
Oh, boy.
For the most part, it all still smells pretty pleasant.
Yeah.
I
mean, I did go through a smelly clothes phase.
Oh, I forgot about that one.
That wasn't my fault.
It wasn't her fault. Her dryer was just sealing right.
No, it was the washer.
Or the washer. Yeah, okay, yeah. And it was making like a mildewy kind of smell.
Yeah, and no matter what I did, because I just keep trying to wash the clothes, not realizing that it was the front-loading washer. You got to air those things out.
For us, it is, and I don't know why, but my wife has some kind of spray for her hair. And I can't stand it.
Really?
It's like a dry shampoo or it's I don't know. I have no idea. I don't think it's a hairspray thing. You know what? I can think of one smell that really, it doesn't bother me. It's not a pleasant smell though.
Okay.
And that pleasant smell or that smell is when a girl is curling her hair.
And it has a burning smell.
Yeah. And we get it in here from Katie from time to time.
If I flat iron my hair in here. Yeah, that is true.
It's I don't know what it is. It just, you know that smell, right, Kevin?
Yeah, it makes you want to leave.
It's rough. It's a rough smell.
Yes, that's true. Can I tell you something very funny?
Yeah.
I have never smelled a bad smell on D-Lo ever once.
That doesn't surprise anybody.
Not. Ever.
Yeah.
Not but, sweat, not nothing.
It doesn't surprise me. But another thing, I get, well, you guys have a dog, but like cat litter stuff, that bothers me too.
Yeah.
That smell bugs me in the house.
Yeah, of course.
But what are like some reoccurring smells in your house that bug you have bugged you in the past?
If we cook fish, he's quick to light a candle. He does not like the house to smell like fish.
I mean, that's understandable.
I think it's fine.
The fishy smell?
Well, I mean, as long as it doesn't linger for days or something.
Yeah, I guess so.
I mean, if it's because we
feel
just
like it
cooked.
Always does. Anything else, though? Really? Nothing else?
No.
I hate the smell of incense.
Incense?
Yeah.
You don't like it?
Uh-uh.
Really?
It's too strong.
Do you burn incense at your house?
Yeah, every so often.
Okay, for some sort of ritual?
It's to send offerings to our ancestors.
Yeah, okay, that's what I thought.
It's nice.
It takes too long.
What about patchouli?
No. Oh, my God.
And that's something we have to contend with here at work. Now, I haven't smelled it in a while.
No, I haven't either.
But there's somebody we work with in the morning, real early. So the cast of characters is real small. And it's such a strong smell. It, like, wafts into the hallway.
Yeah, but I mean, like...
Patchouli reminds me of drug dealer. I'm not saying he's a drug dealer, but
no, definitely not.
I knew a drug dealer that did smell like patchouli, and it was like, ugh.
My brother went through a patchouli phase, and it does make you think, like, because it's so strong.
So strong.
And I just wonder, like, what makes a person go, like, I want to wear this?
Is it an oil?
I think so. I don't know.
From what I Googled, it is an oil used mostly in perfumes and other scents.
But it's not like it's not like a spray, like a cologne, right?
Mm-mm, it's an oil. Oh, it helps relieve depression and ease symptoms like colds, headaches.
Kevin, I'm sorry. I don't care how depressed you get. You can't start wearing patchouli.
Stay depressed.
Yeah.
What if I need this?
I'll get you Prozac. I would much rather smell that.
You know, I would say... We have had to contend with coworkers that have hygiene problems more than any of us have had to deal with it, like with family members.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Remember?
Yeah.
We used to work with somebody.
And he had to come into the studio occasionally to, like, fix stuff.
And I think management had to talk to him. At
no!
I'm pretty sure.
What?
Yep.
He was an all the way grown up man.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I want to crawl out of my own skin. Who?
It's when we had a female boss, and she had to, yeah, pretty rough.
Oh, my God. And then he got fired eventually.
No, he didn't.
Oh, he didn't? No, who are we thinking of?
He still works here?
No, he moved across the country.
Oh, I thought he got fired.
No.
Okay.
And now he works at LA.
Okay.
Do you know who I'm talking about?
Now I do.
Okay.
There are two then.
Oh,
there's
who was
two.
The other one?
The other guy's the guy who stole stuff from us and then he got fired.
Oh, I know that guy.
I don't think I know who we're talking about.
Oh.
Who?
I mouthed it.
Oh, did he smell?
He smelled too.
He did?
Really?
Yeah, he did. He smelled too. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. He didn't get fired either, by the way.
He didn't?
No.
I thought he did.
We didn't find out that he was stealing from the company till after he left and got another job. That's how we found out.
Wow.
That's great.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So anyway, well, if you've got, like, reoccurring smells that you can't stand, maybe if you even had arguments about them, text them in 916-909-1065.
1065, the end. It's the Wake Up Call.
All right, if you love high-speed police chases, and if you love Halloween, you're gonna love this story, almost as much as I did. Listen to the details of what police had to chase down.
Police officers are used to chasing the bad guys, right? But a giant inflatable pumpkin? That was not on the list for officers in Ohio. The inflatable pumpkin was just rolling around. There you see it. Nighttime, spooky, until an officer and a passerby corralled it. Before that, it led police on quite the chase. What in the world is this about?
You just told us. Just told us what this is about. Oh, man. Local TV people. But it's so funny to picture this. Just to imagine a giant, and when I say giant, it's big, real big.
Like how big?
Like car lot big.
Oh, okay.
But here's my thing. Why chase this?
Well, what do you mean?
A big inflatable pumpkin saw an opportunity to make a run for it, a roll for it, and let the pumpkin live. Just let him cook, okay? He's on a roll, pun intended, and he's trying to escape your podunk-ass town. You know, let him go. And what harm is a giant rolling inflatable pumpkin?
I guess none. But, I mean, what if it's on the road?
There's a lot of things that could happen. What if that hit a car and it deflates and it covers the whole car and then the car can't see and then that car goes into a multiple car crash? Or the giant pumpkin goes around and it suffocates a bird in the air, and then all the bird flock of birds fall and die.
Wow, it's gonna get all the birds.
All right, I guess on the assumption that, like, if it fell on somebody or if it fell...
It will.
And it landed...
I mean, if it rolled into the street.
The deflation part of it.
No! Okay, a giant pumpkin is rolling towards your car.
Right.
What are you gonna do?
My phone out. No. A.
Okay, well...
B. Stop. Just stop! And when enjoy the show! It just seems like... If I saw a giant inflatable anything ping-ponging around the town, I would think this is the best day of my life. I'd follow it. I'd want to see what destruction. We hate tornadoes, okay? But I would want to see what the destruction path is of this inflatable whatever. And it doesn't matter to me.
I feel like people would try to go around it. They'd slam on their brakes.
Well, they would slam on their brakes. But that's fine. If you hit somebody from behind, then it's your fault. You know?
And where did it start originally?
I don't know.
Okay.
I know that it was in Ohio. That's all I know. And it was a massive inflatable pumpkin. The rogue pumpkin caused a commotion. Listen, anytime the word commotion is even
used. How bad could it be?
Hey, kid, that's filled with merriment. Commotion is how kids react when the fire alarm goes off.
Yeah, or when the power goes out.
Right, yeah. As it rolled through the streets, officers and local residents eventually stopped it, safely returning the oversized pumpkin to its home and ending its unusual nighttime adventure.
Okay, now I will say this, though.
Well, what is that about?
Why was this so difficult to stop?
That's a good point, too.
The winds are fast.
Yes.
When I was in a hot air balloon, those winds are so unexpected. They could breeze you so quickly, like 50 miles or to 120, very quickly.
Were you scared in that hot air balloon?
So scared. You had no control, and then you had to use heat pressure to kind of direct yourself. But then there were these wind walls that they have where you have to go above the hump.
Okay.
It's crazy.
So when you were underneath of one of these, hot air balloons, basically a giant inflatable balloon.
Yes.
Okay, so when you were underneath of it, did it look scary how much bigger up close it was?
Yeah. Terrifying.
All right. So then maybe that's it. It's scary.
Doesn't it seem like they could have just stopped it with a knife?
Right.
But it's so expensive. You don't want to puncture it.
Well, it's causing a commotion.
It is. But don't you want it for the rest of the Halloween season?
That's not the police's responsibility. That's not the local residents that help the police's responsibility. Although I'll bet there was somebody that was like, let me shoot it. Let me just shoot it.
It's like, Johnson, put your gun away. You never let me shoot anything.
We've trained for this. And that's my only hope. My takeaway from this is that this was such a problem for the police that now
there
is
training. Now they have pumpkin training. Yeah. Guys, it's Halloween. You know what that means. Oh, God, is it pumpkin training season again?
Hope you brought your running shoes.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
So this is based on a real story on TikTok of a woman who's gone viral, which I'm sure was her goal all along.
Well, you don't know that.
Where she cut all of her hair off into a buzz cut. Not down to the skin, but like a buzz cut. And wanted to surprise her husband. Okay, so here is the audio from part one of her video.
My husband's about to be home. He doesn't know that I cut my hair today. So please pray for me because I have a feeling he's going to hate it. And it's fine. It's not about him. But I'm going to try to film his reaction.
All right. So there you go. That was part one. And this is part two after her husband saw it.
He absolutely hated it. And I think he hated me a little bit. Ugh. He said he felt betrayed. He felt like I had cheated on him. Because it was such a drastic thing. I totally didn't think about how we're supposed to be attractive, stay attractive to each other, how looks are very important in a relationship. Before I went to bed, I told him that I loved him and that he won't understand, he can't understand, and that's okay. And he didn't say I love you back, but that's okay.
So, like, it sounds like, what, are they, like, headed to divorce now? Like, her husband sounds like a lunatic, by the way. Like, a very fragile little boy to react this strongly about something like that. But it does make us wonder, when you're in a relationship, are you allowed to do whatever you want to your own body? Or does your partner get a say? Do they get to decide what you do to your body? 916-909-1065. Michelle, good morning.
It's my body. I can do what I want, make myself feel as beautiful or silly as I want.
I feel like once you get into a serious relationship, the other person's feelings and wants, it makes it, like, if that's what you want, just be by yourself.
You shouldn't be.
I'm not saying you should never do anything you want. I'm just saying, I really think that you should take your partner's opinion and attraction and all those things into consideration.
You can, and you can consider, like, okay, I'm still going to do it.
You can.
Michelle, thank you so much for your call. 916-909-1065.
I feel like anytime a person is going to make a drastic change to their appearance, I do think it is something that you should discuss and talk through with your partner. And that's not to say that they are the boss or that they rule you by any stretch of the imagination. But if D'Lo made a big change to his appearance,
D'Lo is my boyfriend. Your part. Yeah.
And he didn't tell me first, I would feel like, wow, my opinion means nothing. My attraction to you means nothing. That it would hurt my feelings a lot. And I think if we're being honest, it would for most people, because it really is like saying, like, I really don't care how you feel.
I guess so. It just seems like you're allowed to do whatever you want to your body.
You are. Nobody's saying you're not allowed. Okay. I'm saying if we're talking about being in a good partnership, in a good, healthy relationship, I think completely disregarding the other person's feelings about the way that you look. And I'm not talking about, like, you had babies and you gained weight. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, like, you looked one way at the beginning of the day and you look totally different at the end of the day.
I have tattoos and my wife doesn't like tattoos, but I wanted tattoos.
Well, you are also somebody that will get new tattoos and not tell her till it's already done.
Well, I don't understand what the point is, because it's like, it's not like I'm going to get like a swastika tattooed. Like, I'm going to get something tattooed that I really want. And it's like, I want a tattoo. And it's my body. I'm allowed to do what I want.
You have to stop using the word allowed. Nobody is saying it's not allowed.
It's interesting. We've got guys calling. Kyle, good morning.
Good morning.
So what is your take on this?
I think she was just going for shock factor and, like you said, going all viral. I think anyone who makes a big change like that, like, why wouldn't you have a conversation with your partner at the very least? And she just, him being upset the way he was wrong for sure.
Yeah.
But I mean, how are you not gonna say something to me? You know, like, that is what I think is messy, and I think that says something about their relationship more than anything.
Yeah, I think in most situations, thanks for the call, people probably do have conversations about it.
Well, probably. I think in a healthy relationship, you would.
Right.
If I started getting tattoos all over my body,
yeah,
D'Lo would not be attracted to that. So, but, and he can't change that. That's just his preference.
I guess.
So if I started doing that, knowing that that is something that he does not find attractive, that is me kind of saying, I don't really give an S what you think. And that is not a good partnership to me.
And I think that that's okay. If there's something that on your body that you want to do, I think that's okay. But anyway, keep the text messages coming in to 909-1065. But unfortunately, we've run out of time well over.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts. Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're time for this.
106.5, the end.
It's the Wake Up Call.
Boomers have a reputation for being, I don't know, whiners, weak, kind of easily triggered, it seems to be. But something happened in the news, and I want to play it for you, that might flip the narrative completely. Check out the story.
75-year-old Charlene Kirby was cleaning her ranch for her grandson's wedding when she hopped in her side-by-side to dump some debris. The vehicle jackknifed, and she fell.
I knew immediately that I had broke my femur.
And when you break your femur, it's potentially deadly, isn't it?
It can be.
It was 7 p.m., and the retired nurse was a quarter mile from her house in McCoy, Colorado. What followed was an extraordinary effort to save herself.
She broke her leg in this remote and desolate area and crawled on her stomach for 14 hours to safety.
What?
Crawled 14? On her stomach for 14 hours. 14 hours. Not 4, 14. To safety with a broken femur through the wilderness in the dark.
What? Okay.
After her side-by-side fell, whatever the hell that is, I had to Google it.
It's like
an ATV kind of a thing.
Yeah, yeah. Or like a rhino?
Like a souped-up golf cart.
Did she say that she was a quarter mile away from her house?
I think that's what it said. I don't know. From
that
her house.
14
Not
hours.
From her house. She had to get to safety. So, like, she had to get somewhere. Because I think she even lives, like, in the middle of nowhere. So if she gets there, I don't know. I guess she could have called 911. I don't know. But still, crawling on your belly with a broken leg for 14 hours. And she's 75.
What?
Listen, I was already impressed with this woman when she was out clearing the brush in the woods for her grandson's birthday.
Wedding, excuse me.
By herself, by the way, where was your grandson? That's a different story.
Great question.
Kyler.
Yeah.
Look what happened to grandma.
Right.
Because you were too busy playing, I don't know, Dungeons and Dragons with your weirdo friends. Anyways.
Okay. I need to issue an apology.
Oh.
I want to apologize to my mother.
I don't.
And all of, and my mother-in-law and all of their Sun City friends.
Okay.
In their book club and the Sun City Knights of Columbus. I don't know all the different groups that she's involved in. Okay.
Okay.
You guys are a lot tougher than I thought. You're a lot tougher than I thought, because I'll tell you what. I don't think I know a single person who's a millennial or a Gen Z that would even crawl anywhere for anything.
Oh, well, I would.
You would?
I could do this. I mean,
you think you could do this?
I definitely could. I mean, it wouldn't take me 14 hours. Could I do it for 14 hours? Probably, but I think I could do it faster.
The only part of this story that sounds like something you could do is think you could do something in the woods alone and you'd be fine.
No. When I broke my ankle at a beaver's dam.
in a beaver's dam.
Well.
Kerplunk right through.
No, it wasn't. It was beaver dam adjacent, but it was because of the beaver's dam. Okay.
Okay.
I had hippity hopped from a higher elevation down to like a little creek.
Okay.
Where the beaver's dam was.
Yes.
Okay. I was at the bottom, broke my ankle, dislocated it too. Anyways, what that meant was I had to crawl myself back up that hill with one leg, and I did it.
How long did it take you?
13 hours. I mean, it took me 20 minutes. Probably.
I think I remember when this happened and you couldn't call for help because the water was too loud.
I was trying to yell for help, but I'm calling it a creek. It wasn't. It was, I mean, I guess it was, but I mean, it was rushing water because it was right by a waterfall.
Yes.
And so, and the house that I was staying in was on stilts above it.
Right.
And so everybody was up there. I was down by the water and the water was so loud that no one could hear me screaming.
All right, maybe you would be able to do this.
Thank you. You know what? I think you could too.
You're only saying that.
No, it's true. Because the alternative is you sleep out in the woods.
Oh, I would never.
You could never.
I would never.
I don't think you have what it takes to fashion any kind of brace or splint or anything. Yeah. So you just have to sort of like army crawl with just your upper body.
I'll tell you what. If I broke my bone and I was alone, first thing I would do is pass out. Second of all, I'd come to and think it was all a dream, realize it wasn't a dream, and then I would cry.
Okay.
And then I would crawl to safety.
Yeah. I like how the Eagle Scout over here isn't saying anything. Did
I could do it.
No,
yeah, I could do it.
We all know Kevin wouldn't do it. Out of the three of us, you're probably right. Kevin's the one that would crawl to safety the least.
What?
Yeah.
I would patch myself up right there.
Okay.
Make myself a splint out of the trees out there. Okay. Yeah. And then wrap it around and make sure it's stable. And then I just, you know, walk it off.
No, you can't walk. You have a broken.
I just fixed my femur.
Okay, no, you didn't. You just
splinted it.
Kevin, he's right. You're gonna die in the woods.
Yeah.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
She's wearing her glasses that has been deemed performance enhancing on the game. Are you smarter than Katie? That's right.
Glasses every day.
It's practically like juicing. Let's talk to Sydney. Good morning, Sydney. How are you?
Hi, good morning. I'm good.
Do people ever go, hello, Sydney?
Oh my gosh, you have no idea. That movie came out when I was in sixth grade.
Oh, man.
What movie were we talking about?
Scream.
When he calls them.
Hello, Sydney. Okay.
That's the funny part.
All right. Thank you, Kevin. It was funny. Probably the funniest thing I've ever said. All right, Katie's leaving the studio. I got five questions here dealing with news and pop culture. We'll see how many you get right versus how many she gets right. $420 is up for grabs. Oof, indeed. Do not Google. Kevin can tell.
Yeah.
And win or lose, you're going to get a 4-pack of tickets, Fast Pass tickets to the Sacramento Screen Park, okay?
Awesome. Okay.
All right, here we go. Question one. Nicki Minaj has a new album coming out in March, or at least she was going to. She announced that she is canceling her new album and posted that she's never making music again and then cryptically tagged Jay-Z in it.
Oh.
I don't know what that's about. What is Nicki Minaj's real first name? Is it Nicole, Onaika, or Nonanka?
The second one.
All righty. Question two. Jim Carrey is reportedly cast as George Jetson in a live action film based on the cartoon The Jetsons. Even though the show came out 60 years ago, they say this will be a funny and retro futuristic take on the family from the future. How many kids did The Jetsons have?
Two.
Question three. Diane Keaton's cause of death has been released, and it was pneumonia. Her family says that she got sick and her health declined very rapidly. It was also revealed that she left $5 million in her will to her dog. What? Spell the word pneumonia.
P-N-E-M-O-N-I-A.
Question four, K-pop Demon Hunters was released in theaters for a fun weekend of sing-alongs about a month or so ago. And if you didn't make it, don't sweat it. They're doing it again.
What?
Halloween weekend, Demon Hunters will be back in theaters for singing, and they encourage you to come in costume this time.
Oh, my God.
Which Demon Hunter would you dress up
Zoe?
As?
Zoe?
Yeah. She goes hard when she raps.
Yes.
Which is not a member of the Saja Boys? Mystery, Baby, or Sweet Tooth?
Oh my gosh, my kids are obsessed, but I've never watched it. I just know all the songs. Okay, we will say the first one.
Okay. That would be mystery. Question five. Some bad news came out about our future on this planet. Carbon dioxide reached its highest level since we measured it in 2024, which was even higher and more damaging than we thought. Also, people are going to live 40% longer in the next 25 years, which sounds great, but we don't have the money to do it. Life costs are expected to hit $6,000 a month for our generation by then. What will life costs be for 2 years at that price?
Okay, if you said $6,000 a month,
yep.
That is 6, 12. Oh my God, I can do math, but not right now.
I believe okay, you. I believe you.
12, 6, 12, 72.
3 seconds. 3, 2.
14,000. No. 140,000.
Say it again.
144,000.
All righty. Kevin, go get Katie. Sydney, I like you. What do you do for a living?
Oh my God, I'm a preschool teacher.
Yeah, I love that you're a preschool teacher. That's so great. Good for you. I'll bet you're really good at it. I'll bet the kids love you.
Yeah, they do.
You want to give your school a shout out?
No, it's okay.
All right. Okay. Aww. I'm going to put you on hold. Katie, you ready?
Yep.
Here we go. Question one. Nicki Minaj, you know, she has a new album coming out in March, or at least she did until she announced yesterday that she's canceling her new album. And she's also canceling ever making new music again. And then she cryptically tagged Jay-Z in that post.
What?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. Somebody do a welfare check on Nicki. What is Nicki Minaj's real first name? Is it Nicole? Is it Onika? Or is it Nonanka?
It's okay. None of those because it's Onika.
Period, Katie. Pocket.
Pocket.
Question two. Jim Carrey is reportedly cast as George Jetson in a live action film version of The Jetsons.
I'm shocked this hasn't happened already.
Well, they tried to twice now. They tried to make The Jetsons into a movie and it failed both times. Never made it to production. The show came out 60 years ago. How many kids did The Jetsons have?
Two.
Two is correct.
His boy, Elroy.
Yep.
What was the girl's name?
I don't remember the daughter's name. Jane, his wife.
Mm-hmm.
And then daughter.
And Rosie.
What? And Rosie the robot and Astro the dog, whatever the daughter's name.
We really don't care about that
girl. Wasn't one of them Bam Bam?
That was the Flintstones.
That was the Flintstones.
Oh. You went the wrong way in time. All right. Question three. Diane Keaton's cause of death was pneumonia. That's sad. And her family said she was in fine health until she got it and then declined rapidly. That's scary. This part's crazy, though. It was also revealed that she left $5 million in her will to her dog.
Why do people do that?
I don't know. I do not know. What happens to that money?
I don't know.
Because clearly the dog didn't open a bank account. Like, what happens?
I don't know.
All right. I mean, I saw a picture. It's a golden retriever. It's a pretty cute dog, but still.
Okay. It still doesn't have a wallet.
That's right.
So,
which is where you would keep $5 million. Right. Spell pneumonia.
Oh, okay. It's pneumonia. P. And why are you laughing?
Right.
You gotta finish it.
U-M-O.
P-N-E-U-M-O-N-I-A.
Oh, right.
What if the dog did turn out to like be like a financial expert? And we just see the dog on like MSNBC one day and the headline going across the screen just says, Diane Keaton's dog makes billions in crypto.
Not right now.
All right. Oh, sorry, Kevin. K-pop Demon Hunters is coming back to theaters, in case you missed it.
Okay, hopefully, Kevin, is it a sing-along?
It is.
Wait for it.
And it's Halloween weekend, so they encourage you to come in costume.
Yes. Fun.
Which is not a member of the Saja Boys? Mystery.
Okay.
Baby.
Oh.
Or Sweet Tooth.
Sweet Tooth.
Yeah. Wow. Somebody's been doing her homework.
I've been praying to the Han Moon.
Question five.
By the way, the daughter's name was Judy.
Judy.
Yeah.
That's right. Okay.
Bad news about just our future. Two reports came out. Carbon dioxide reached the highest levels since we've measured carbon dioxide in 2024, and it was even higher and more damaging than we thought it was going to be. So that's not great. And then also, it said that people will live 40% longer in the next 25 years, which sounds great, but not when we're on a planet that can't sustain us, and we don't have the money to do it. Life costs are expected to hit $6,000 a month.
Okay, I was wondering when we were going to get to the math part of this.
For our generation.
Dear God, okay.
It was a slow news day. What will life cost be for 2 years at that price?
$6,000 a month.
Yeah.
Okay. And then what was the rest of it? How much will it be for how long?
2 years.
Okay.
What were you writing down that whole time? Go. What's your answer?
$144,000. And don't question my methods.
All right. It would be $6,000 times 24, and you go $6,000.
Oh, I get it now.
And what was the rest of it? It's like, what were the? Did you write it down with bubble letters? Like, all right, Sydney, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Final score: you got 3, Katie got 4.
Oh boy,
Katie wins. Yeah,
dang it.
We're gonna add $20 again to the jackpot for tomorrow, $440. But Sydney, we got you a 4-pack of tickets to the Sacramento Scream Park. Have a great time for that.
That's
Halloween.
Awesome. Thank you.
What is it you want to tell us?
Today, I am not smarter than Katie.
Not today.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
We have a big event this week here at work. It's called an upfront. And it's where they invite all of our clients, like all the people you hear us talk about, how much we love them, like Official Pest Prevention and American Furniture Galleries, Set Point Wellness,
Baker Family Wines,
right,
Dusty Baker.
You get to hear all these
California
people.
California IVF.
Sky River.
The NorCal Hyundai Automotive Group. We could go on and on. Because we're very successful.
And we will.
But they all come and they all hang out and it's a big party. But this is the big one. We're not the main entertainment of the night. I know.
Excuse me?
We have to share the limelight with Kevin, a magician.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Are you kidding me?
No, this is true. This is true.
A magician is what I mean to our upfront.
Yes, okay.
Is he a well-known magician?
Does that matter?
Yeah, there's a party magician and there's like Chris Angel magician.
Okay.
I don't think Chris Angel's going to be here.
Okay, name your 3 favorite magicians.
Chris Angel, Houdini, and...
Right.
Okay, well, guess what? Surprise, it's Houdini.
He's dead.
You're really struggling.
No, that's the magic. He's coming back.
So how are we going to react to this magician?
Gavin,
I think we need
a
game plan.
I mean, I'll be excited.
I knew you
what
would
What if he needs an assistant? I'll go in a box.
Okay. How am I supposed to not snicker?
Right.
Right?
I talk to magicians. And listen, we know that we have the ear. We're the number one morning radio show for magicians.
Yeah, we do know that.
So don't take this the wrong way. But
we love you.
I talk to magicians the same way I talk to people at Renaissance fairs or face characters at Disneyland. I feel like you're in character and I have to talk to you like I'm now in character
too.
Can I ask
you a question?
Yeah.
How often are you talking to magicians?
Right. Not often, but when I do,
okay,
it's a lot of like,
Yeah.
Because they're doing a whole shtick. So like, I don't think I should be the one to deal with the magician. I think it should be one of you two.
No.
I'm down.
Wow.
Great.
That didn't take long.
Good.
Okay.
All right. Now, what are you going to do with this magician? Like, are you going to be like just as into it as they are?
Oh, it depends how good he is. If he's just doing card tricks, I don't like him.
Okay. That's
but if he's doing more tricks, like bringing a box, cutting it out, or bringing a rabbit out of a hat.
Well, if he brings a bunny, I'm in.
Yeah, I'm back in.
I want that magician.
I just want to touch a bunny.
Right.
Not the buy a kit magician. Where you come with 2 rings and then you do that trick or like cards.
Okay. Not your ma and pa. Yeah. Magician.
Yeah. I agree with you on that. Yeah. Razzle dazzle me.
Yeah. I want some smoke.
Oh, what if he has smoke?
I'm in.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Right.
You know, it's such an interesting
Yeah. Like we decision. Couldn't get an artist.
Should I be offended?
That they didn't ask you to sing?
Obviously.
I had that thought.
Okay.
When I found out that we had a magician, I did have the thought like, oh, they effed up.
Like you could have had this dulcet voice. Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. I don't think they know yet. Has our new big boss seen you sing?
The only thing he's seen me sing is when I moonlight as Winifred Sanderson.
He saw that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
That's the only thing he's ever seen me
Should we add some color to that? Because it sounds crazy.
Okay. So,
it sounds like you're Batman.
You know how you could rent a princess?
Okay. Yeah.
You could also rent the Sanderson sisters, and I am Winnie. By the way, we will be out and about on October 26th. I'll drop the address.
Oh, for a public party? Like
It's going to be in a park.
What if he was like, you know what? I love this.
Okay.
Be Winnie, though. Be Winifred Sanderson without your sisters. So now it's even more confusing.
Yeah.
You sing, I Put a Spell on You with the magician. The magician!
Oh.
Guys!
We have to think of everything.
We do!
This is... They don't pay us enough.
I'm going to pitch this.
No, please don't. Please don't. Because you know what happens?
Huh.
Then you step off stage, and then it's awkward. Yes. I'm expecting people to say, great job, but they don't always.
Uh-uh.
I know they mean it,
yeah,
but they're not saying it. So I'm just sort of standing there like, ah.
Now even worse, it's your coworkers.
They better say I did the job.
We could have Kevin dress up as Binks the Cat. I could be Billy Binks. Butcherson.
And that'd be so fun.
Just you and the magician. The magician's just throwing smoke bombs while you're singing.
Okay. I feel like we are phasing out the magician. We have really gone to a theme here, and the magician, not a part of it.
More of just a pyrotechnic expert at that point, but I would say that that is intentional.
Guys, they got a magician! Okay, think about who thought of this.
I know.
They were sitting around the conference table.
Yeah.
Oh, God. You know, one year we did get Gavin Rossdale.
Yeah.
Then we got Fits of the Tantrums.
Fits of the Tantrums.
How do we follow this up? How do we do it? I've got it. You all like magic.
And then everybody just goes,
You mean the band magic? No.
No.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
So the world record has been broken by a woman, and the reason she even got into this in the first place is impressive, let alone breaking the record. And Katie thinks it's pathetic.
Well,
let's get into this. Give her the details.
There's a fourth grade teacher named Carrie, Miss Carrie. And she broke the record for dancing on for the game Just Dance.
Okay? Is that like Dance Dance Revolution, Kevin?
No, I think Just Dance is like the
for
Wii.
Wii version.
It's okay. Wii version, right?
All right, okay.
And she danced for 138 hours.
Oh, 130? Wow. Wait, straight?
I guess so.
What? That's almost 6 days.
I think... What led her here is the most interesting part of this. She, in the year 2000, so she's been holding on to this.
Wow.
Went to an arcade and she played the game, the aforementioned Dance Dance Revolution. And for those that don't know, Dance Dance Revolution is you stand on a platform and there's arrow facing, you know, pointing forward, backwards, left and right. And you have to
follow along on the screen.
Follow along on the screen, touch all the arrows as they come up.
Yep.
She was playing it and she died, quote unquote, in the game after like 10 steps.
Okay.
And some guy walking by pointed to her and said, "You suck." She says, "Because I was a woman and because I was obese."
Oh, that's so sad.
Right. We don't love that. She then thought, you know what? You're not going to get me. And she went back every single day to this arcade and played Dance Dance Revolution. She lost 75 pounds.
Wow.
And she eventually entered a tournament where she got third place. And that is where all of this started.
And now she broke a record.
She then took it to her living room for Just Dance. And now she's broken a world record. It's not the world record part that keeps sticking in my craw. Imagine you had a friend or a family member who said, "Sorry, I can't come over. I got to get myself to Dave & Buster's to get my Dance Dance Revolution on." And to take it so seriously that you went every day.
She's inspiring.
You're inspired.
Yes, because she was bullied. And then she's like, okay.
By some guy, by the way. It wasn't even somebody that, like, it was one guy.
How is this any different than somebody who goes to the gym?
This is way more fun.
No. Well, I mean,
this is sad.
Take out what she's actually doing. She is leaving the house every day to go somewhere for physical exertion. That is the same thing as somebody who goes to the gym.
Okay, but when you go to the gym, you're not putting coins into a machine.
No, but you're putting coins into a corporation, though, to let you still go there with a membership. And she lost 75 pounds.
But was the goal to be healthy or was the goal to win Dance Dance Revolution?
Why can't it be both? I mean, what's the goal? It can be both. And it sounds like it is. And you know what? There's honestly not that big of a difference. If you're going to go, if you think it's fine for somebody to go to the gym every day and lift kettlebells.
Okay.
And just swinging them all around and stuff like that. Or bend themselves in silly positions like yoga.
At the end of the gym, you don't take your tickets and go get a slinky.
That is a happy coincidence. That's a happy bonus right there.
You know what you don't have in the gym? You don't hear ding, 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 ding.
I'll tell you this. If gyms did have a prize window, we'd probably have more people at the gym.
Guys, we might be onto something.
That's a great idea, Katie.
That is a great idea.
So what if instead of Dance Dance Revolution, you get points based on, like, your bench press?
Holy crap.
How long you're on a treadmill.
Something?
I think we...
Patent pending!
Yes! You snakes!
Yeah, nice try!
Don't steal this idea!
Oh, my God.
That is genius.
This is a really
good
idea.
Kevin's Googling to make sure it doesn't exist already.
Well,
It doesn't exist.
It doesn't!
Wow,
patent pending.
Patent effing pending.
We're millionaires.
Gym with a prize window and tickets.
Yeah.
After you get off the Stairmaster for 30 minutes, it spits out a bunch of tickets.
Yeah.
Or you charge your card.
Yeah, you have to have a card.
Yes.
It's the future. We have a card now. You can go get some sort of weird stuffed animal.
Yeah.
Or a basketball that says the name of the gym.
Oh my God.
Holy.
I'm excited.
This is great.
Guys, we're going to be millionaires.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fun fitness.
Oh my God.
Guys, this is our last show.
Yeah. See you, Fatso.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
So Kevin is now a world traveler. How does that feel?
Whoa,
so good. Kevin is freshly back from Japan. He was there for 2 weeks, ladies and gentlemen, as amazing as that is. And he has been bit with the travel bug.
Sure.
He can't wait to take vacation after vacation now. And he's been doing some research and poking around the internet. And he found something called Travel Buddy, which seemed very encouraging at first. Tell everybody what you thought Travel Buddy was going to be.
It's where it's a group of people that love to travel just like me, and you meet up them in other countries, and then you guys hang out, spend time together. So it's like you can solo travel, but then meet other people that are going to the same place.
It's a nice way to stay connected with people, but still feel independent in your travels.
That sounds super fun.
It does actually sound kind of fun, especially if you're somebody who travels by themselves or has to travel by themselves a lot. Now, you have to warn everybody about Travel Buddy.
Yeah, because it looks like a lot of like shirtless, buff, half-naked men. They're just looking for a travel buddy.
Oh, okay. So
I see one or two women after every 25 men.
Okay, here's what I think is hysterical. You can't understand why women wouldn't want to get on the internet and say, hey, stranger, here's exactly where I'll be in the world. Want to meet up?
Well, not only that, Katie, but I think it's almost exclusively a gay thing.
Yeah.
Think they're guys trying to meet girls just like you are probably trying to meet girls?
No, they're guys trying to meet guys.
I see.
There are so many shirtless men and sexy poses and pictures.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Okay, now here's the thing. I guess maybe you might give them the wrong impression, but you can still have a gay travel buddy.
Oh, you can have a gay travel buddy, sure.
Right, but you think that these guys
are looking to hook up, okay?
Yeah,
okay.
I think Kevin stumbled upon international Tinder, a Grindr. Yeah, instead. You know, because my brother's gay, and him and his husband traveled internationally not too long ago. But they traveled independently, you know, which I thought was interesting.
What do you mean?
And so they went, like, they ended up meeting in the same place, but they took two different courses. My brother-in-law went for some sort of CrossFit competition and stuff like that. So my brother's like, well, I'm going to take this opportunity to spend the first week of our vacation going a different route and stuff like that. And I was like, good for you. That's awesome. And then I did see that he was like meeting people in these pictures and stuff like that. And I was like, wow, Ben's got a lot of like international friends. I didn't know he was so international. Maybe he's just got a bunch of travel buddies. I don't know.
So did anybody want to be your buddy?
No.
Oh, you didn't even match?
I even posted my pictures. I guess you have to have a shirtless picture. But
I don't think you do.
No. Apparently, I didn't get that many likes, but everyone with the shirtless picture got likes.
Did you try taking your shirt off?
I don't want to. I'm very conservative.
I understand, but we could probably do some sort of like, I guess a silk sheet up over yourself.
I don't want to meet up with these men.
All right.
I just want to have a travel buddy.
Okay,
like,
but it sounds like you want your travel buddy to be a woman that you could have a romantic relationship.
No,
with.
I just wanted like a gal friend.
Just a gal friend.
A gal pal.
A lot of the men on that site are saying similar things. Okay? You're not helping your cause. I just want a gal friend.
All right. So I feel like I shouldn't have to ask this question, but after you discovered the Travel Buddy may or may not be a international gay hookup site, how much time did you spend on it after you discovered that, Kevin?
I'm still going through it. I'm hoping more women are coming on. I'm trying to make this not a gay thing anymore.
Okay.
I'm inviting more women
to it.
You want
to straight it up.
Yes.
Okay, so you're going to rebrand this.
Okay.
Yes.
And if anybody could do it.
It's you. It's him.
Absolutely.
That's true. All right. So, what are some things that we could do to straighten up?
I invited all my girlfriends. Everyone that's a girl on my list, I invited them to this group, and they've suddenly joined.
Okay.
Okay.
So we're getting there. All right.
Okay. So maybe they need to tell their friends.
Oh, and I did started noticing they put this symbol on their pictures.
Okay.
Or not their pictures, that says like, "Hey, we're open to like, you know, fun."
Really?
Now there's different categories. So you can
So look there's for one that's just for friendship, but then one for friends
fun.
With Benny's.
Yes, and then they put a little symbol at the end of their caption.
What is the symbol?
I don't know. It's a weird looking symbol. It's
okay.
Like a kind of a winky smiley face.
Because if you see an upside down pineapple, that's like swingers.
Oh, yeah, that's swingers. Yeah, they don't do pineapples here.
All right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So far, in order to straighten up Travel Buddy, your idea is to flood the zone with girls. Yeah. And that's pretty much as far as you've gotten.
I mean, some of these men, I wish I had their bodies.
All right. I feel like we're going the opposite direction now. But Kevin, thank you very much for the warning about the social media app Travel Buddy.
106.5 PM. It's the Wake Up Call.
Listen, here on the Wake Up Call, we support you trying new things. Don't get stuck in a rut. You know, you've been at one job long enough, you want to change your career? Girl, do it. Unless you're Kylie Jenner.
Why?
Kylie Jenner, who is not a pop star, has decided she is now a pop star. She's made the decision. She put a song out, and she is going by King Kylie.
King?
King Kylie. They, them. And the song is called Fourth Strike. And I would like to play it for you.
Oh, oh God. I feel so scared.
I'm kind of excited.
Are you?
I'm pretty excited. Let's see.
Are you ready for it? Are you sure you're ready for it?
Does she rap?
Hard to say.
Oh, God.
King Kylie.
Here
okay.
we go.
One strike, two strike. Let me get the mood right. I just want to tell you I'm sorry. Touch me, baby, tell me I'm your baby. Write your name all over my body. Cross the line, I might do it again. Do it on purpose just to see how it ends. King Kylie. Turn you on like a light.
Can you miss me like a fight?
Okay. I don't like
that. Are we done? Are we done?
Yeah,
is that as much as we could stand?
So much
well,
greedy.
Are you going to keep playing a bad song?
Right. Thank you, Katie.
I don't think that this is real.
Really? No. I assure you it is.
But I think it's probably a joke or something.
Does she seem like somebody who jokes?
She could be a jokester.
Really?
Okay, describe her personality since you know her so well.
Okay. Hear that wall?
Yeah.
It's got the same personality as Kylie Jenner.
Actually.
It's sturdy, it's good looking, and it serves some kind of function in society. I just can't figure out what it is.
Actually, you'd be surprised. Kylie Jenner she's a very, like, sweet, soft person.
Mm-hmm.
My point is, you know nothing about her personality. But I do feel that the Kardashians themselves are kind of, like, funsters. Here's why I don't think this is real. Kris Jenner would not let this happen. Kris Jenner, for all of her shortcomings, is kind of a evil genius when it comes to marketing her family.
Oh, 100%.
And
in the most demoralized way possible. Yes, you're 100% right.
Well, not really.
Marketing your own daughter's sex tape is as debased as I can imagine.
But there's been so much since then.
Not enough to make me forget that.
Didn't ask you to forget it. But you can't just say that that's all she did. I mean, like, that didn't make the powerhouse that is the Kardashians.
Nope.
Okay. That wasn't going to just keep the wheels on. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
This is so obviously bad that I just don't think Kris would really let it happen.
Kevin, what do you think?
I think it's very bad because they have a lot of background vocals and stuff. Like, you don't need that much editing. And I think this is real because she calls it the fourth strike. The third strike, okay, was in her Kylie Cosmetic video. And fans were like, who's that girl singing? And they're like, and then Kylie's like, that was me. So now she's back with the producer and doing this. But what I'm pissed about is
okay.
Timothy Chalamet.
Okay.
Okay. What? You know, her lover.
Yes.
He should have been telling Kylie, babe, stop doing this. You don't sound good. Just stick with sexy and the lip cosmetic because King Kylie, I don't like it.
So you're laying the blame for this terrible song
by
Kylie Jenner at the curled elf shoe feet of Timothy Chalamet.
Elf shoe?
I just assume he's always wearing curled
up
elf shoes.
I... I agree. I think that that is making my point even more that this isn't real.
It is real. She posted on Instagram of her in the studio.
No, but I know it's really her singing, but I think that it's a joke.
What's the joke?
That like she's gonna be a singer when she obviously isn't good at it.
We all kind of thought that, didn't we, when Paris Hilton took a shot at this?
Oh,
and that
yeah.
turned out to not be a joke. That turned out to be Paris Hilton legitimately trying.
It was a joke. I thought we all believed that that's really what she was trying
to do. And the Paris Hilton song was better than this.
I mean, I feel you're making my point.
I don't know. What are your thoughts on this? Text them in, 916-909-1065. You want us to start playing King Kylie in the morning?
No.
We couldn't even make it through 30 seconds.
His facts are true because he searches Google. It's Did You Know with Kevin. Yay! Love it, guys. Yay!
He's a Chromie, all right. He goes all over the internet to find interesting facts to make us more interesting, and he dedicates not enough time to researching them. It's Did You Know with Kevin.
Did you know goldfish are the only animals that can see both infrared and ultraviolet light?
Okay, so what does this mean for the goldfish?
They can see everything.
Like how often is this being put to use?
Right.
I mean, they can be used to spot things.
Spot things? Mm-hmm. So we should be using them in, like, what, police investigations?
No, because they have to be underwater. So anything deep sea related, we can send goldfish to. You know we have courier pigeons, okay?
Okay.
Think right. about that.
Yeah.
But under the sea.
Right.
So goldfish couriers.
Where do you think that goldfish are in the wild?
That's a good question. Probably the south side. Southeast side? Of the world.
Of the world.
Of the globe.
Asia?
Yes. Uh-huh.
You should know something about Asia. Maybe this is why goldfish always have really big wide eyes.
Yeah, that's right, because they're seeing all that.
Yeah.
I used to call those the Popeyes.
If goldfish could talk, they would just be like, ah! Are you seeing what I'm seeing? It's Did You Know with Kevin.
Did you know, compared to other primates, humans have very large penises?
Oh my God. Kevin?
Okay.
It's anatomy.
That actually makes sense.
Yes.
Because if you see, like, a monkey's wiener.
Right. Mm-hmm. You seeing a lot of monkey wieners?
More than I'd like to. I think, feel like you see one, you've seen them all.
Uh-huh.
It does seem like they are small compared to their bodies.
Yeah, yeah, I guess that's true.
Well, we did evolve from primates, so.
Right.
And apparently the penis that evolved a lot.
Yeah, the evolution, we needed bigger ones.
Now, here's the problem, though, is that, like, you know, you look, okay, so maybe we've got the biggest ones when it comes to primates.
Right.
But we don't have the biggest ones in the animal kingdom.
Well, obviously.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, look.
Horses have bigger
ones. Horses have bigger ones.
No, whales? Okay. Have you seen a whale?
Yes! Ridiculous.
You've seen a lot of whale wieners?
You know, you've seen them all. Yeah, and elephants? Like, you look at a pachyderms? Like,
okay, I've never seen a pachyderm.
But what I'm saying is, based on the size of a human,
yeah,
they are...
Some are bigger than others.
Well, but I mean, like, you'd think, though, that, like, a horse's seems to be on the same ratio for their body as well.
You think?
I would say so.
Okay.
I don't want to get too into it, but
I think above average.
It's above average. It's more than half its size.
It's not more than half the size of a horse.
Have you seen one? No,
maybe it's yes, and they're traumatic every time. There was one time when I was 10 years old, and I was at Gettysburg, and I was being forced to listen to a tour guide talk about Pickett's Charge, and standing behind him was a horse who, for whatever reason, I don't know, stiff breeze, or maybe the horse was just fantasizing about something, but things took a turn.
Okay.
And not a single kid was paying attention to what the tour guide had to say, and everybody was just watching it. And horses, when it happens, they can use it to scratch their own belly.
Okay. Like, guys, listen, going off the rails.
I just have PTSD.
Okay.
And the P doesn't stand for post. It's Did You Know with Kevin.
Did you know foot-long hot dogs are...
Oh, God, Kevin, get off of it.
...are only 10 inches. Oh, Katie, you don't know the conversion. A foot is 12 inches.
Man, you woke up with a fight in you.
Sure did.
Man, alive. All right, so wait, so we've been getting gypped on 2 inches
this
whole time?
No, it's not gypped. It is actually a foot long, but in the cooking process, it shrinks.
Oh,
so it comes to 10 inches instead of 12 inches.
That's how McDonald's gets away with calling it a quarter pounder when it's not actually a quarter of a pound.
When you cook it, it condenses.
It shrinks down.
Mm-hmm. That's how it gets you.
While we're on the subject of shrinkage.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
That horse at Gettysburg.
Okay, stop.
It, you know what it finally took to go away?
What?
Rain.
Well, yeah, when you're in the cold, it shrivels.
It wasn't cold. It was like summertime or spring, late spring.
So what was it about the rain that...
I don't know.
Doesn't water make it smaller?
Yeah, that's what it took to finally get it to stop.
Oh, just like the hot dogs.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Put it in water and it'll go down.
Okay. We're going to get in trouble.
That is it. That is the full show. We did it.
Was it good for you?
Music free, limited commercials. That's wake up call concentrate, as they say on BetterHelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by BetterHelp.com. Yeah. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mix it up.
Online therapy. Try it because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. That'll get you 10% off. BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.